little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So, our third patient of the day is a gentleman called Warren, who is age 50 and has only just been diagnosed with having hypertension, but he has stage 1 hypertension, so he has no evidence of any end organ damage.
So, Warren, your 24-hour blood pressure monitor, we've got the results of that now, and it has confirmed that you do have high blood pressure. That's also what we would call hypertension. How much do you know about this condition?
Well, I have heard much about it, but I really don't know much.
Okay, that's fine, no problem. Well, would it be helpful for me to try and explain in simple words what hypertension or high blood pressure means?
That'll be really useful.
Okay, sure. So probably the easiest way to think about your body's circulation system is like a hot water or a central heating system. If you think of the heart as a pump, and it's connected to lots of pipes called arteries, and these pipes carry blood all around the body. Does that make sense so far?
I can imagine that, Doctor.
Great. I think it helps to be able to imagine it. So the pipes have certain pressure, which changes. It goes up when the pump squeezes and it drops when the pump relaxes. With me so far?
Yes, Doctor.
Yeah. So this is what gives us the high and the low readings in your blood pressure. So you will have noticed that when we check your blood pressure, there's two numbers, the top one and the bottom one.
That's right.
Yeah, and the top one is the higher number, and that's the pressure in the system when the heart pumps. And then the bottom number is the pressure that's left over once the heart relaxes. Does that make sense?
Makes sense, Doctor.
Okay, good. So what happens in high blood pressure or hypertension is that the pressure stays higher than it should. What can happen is over time, this high pressure can actually damage the delicate pipes or blood vessels around the body.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so some of the things that it can actually lead to in the long term if we don't control it and don't manage it to a healthy level is that it can go on to cause stroke, heart disease, kidney problems, and eye problems.
So what can I do to help it, Doctor?
Great question. So because your blood pressure is in what we call the stage 1 category, there are different levels of high blood pressure. Stage 1 means that it's not caused any harm yet to your vital organs, but it's sort of in the range where you can actually make some quite helpful lifestyle changes. And sometimes those lifestyle changes on their own can be enough to actually bring your blood pressure down to normal healthy levels without us needing to go to medication. But we can sort of see how things go with that. Would you like me to explain some of those?
Yes, Doctor.
Great. Okay. So some of the things that you could be doing yourself over the next couple of months is cutting down on your alcohol levels. I don't know whether you, at the moment, are you drinking much at all or?
Well, maybe not, but I can stop it completely.
Well, that would be ideal if you could, but certainly we'd recommend sort of sticking within the normal recommended limits, and I guess the less the better. Salt is another thing which if you can try and reduce your salt intake in your diet, that can make quite a big difference to your blood pressure. So things like just not adding extra salt on your food once it's cooked. And also you can use things like low salt to try and replace it from normal table salt. But you also need to watch out for things like processed foods, which often have extra hidden salt and sugar in them as well. Okay?
Sure, Doctor. I'll stop buying from the supermarkets then.
Yeah, I think cooking from scratch at home is probably the healthiest way. Then you know exactly what's going in your food, if that's possible. Another thing that you could look at is bringing your weight down by around half a stone. That can make quite a big difference to your blood pressure.
Sure, Doctor, I will try.
Great. Just look at things like trying to reduce the amount of fat that you're eating. And I can give you further information on that. Or if you want, you can come and see one of our nurses to discuss the diet in more detail. Would that be helpful?
That's very helpful, Doctor.
Wonderful.
It'd be worthwhile us talking amongst the three of us about some of the other things that lifestyle-wise can make a difference. So one of the things I'm quite in favour of is changes in diet. Obviously, weight is a massively important component of how you control blood pressure, and that's very lifestyle-linked, isn't it? And there's also very good evidence that having linseed or flaxseed in your diet is better than taking a blood pressure tablet, because it will only reduce your blood pressure if it's high, whereas if it's already normal, then it has no effect on your blood pressure at all. So it's a healthy way of controlling without causing side effects or risks. And it obviously gives the patient the impression that concentrating on diet and having a healthy diet is important to them as well.
Certainly. And I think I would probably also add exercise, regular exercise. I'm not sure that I really got a chance to touch on that much, but I think in reality, recommending regular cardiovascular exercise is something as well that would be helpful.
When it comes to exercise and the evidence behind exercise, when I was at medical school, we used to say that it's in an ideal world, we should all be exercising for 30 minutes a day. I think that the evidence doesn't necessarily support that. The more active you are, the better. There's no question about that. But also it might be that just doing 3 minutes a day of something that is very intense and bringing your heart rate up to a maximum or near maximum rate is almost as good as doing that full 30 minutes. So a lot of our job is to try and make the exercise doable for busy people to make things achievable.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.